Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are trying to continue the conversation we've been procrastinating about. Yeah, exactly. Shutting down procrastination. Well, we did touch on it a little bit in the last show, but hopefully we'll have a little bit of time today to get into that. And, of course, we're taking your calls for on-air readings. There is a caller in the queue who we will be getting to in just a moment. But first, we want to invite you to join us on Facebook. Like our new page. We have a new page, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, which we will be developing further. And so stay tuned for that content coming up. And hopefully, we'll get a chance to interact with some of you more. Also, we have a personal page, Neil and Kristen Baker, as well as Neil Baker Psychic. So we appreciate the support of all those pages. If you're a caller or a listener, we really would love it if you join us there. Call-in number is 914-338-0164, and the number to call for further conversation is 562-596-7818. Okay, so let's bring on our caller from the 845 area code. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is Lucy.
Lucy, I thought that was you. Hi.
Yeah,
Lucy,
hi.
You haven't called us for so long.
Yeah.
10-16-62.
I'm disconnected about everything. No Facebook, nothing. Just busy doing something else.
Oh, well, we're happy you are back. We missed
yeah.
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've thought about you, you know, and wondered what happened. So we're really glad you're here calling us. And we have a new page. If you didn't hear earlier, we'd love it if you liked our page and, of course, followed our personal page. But
sure.
That said, what's new?
Well, what is new?
Yeah.
You tell me.
Okay,
tell
well,
me. I cut my hair. I wasn't east like now it's growing a little bit. I cut it very short because my hair is curly. Then it's like an afro kind of. And then everybody
hair.
Was like, you crazy. It's like, yeah, it's going to grow again. But they say, my beautiful hair, why you cut it? I say, well,
oh, no,
it's going to grow again.
It grows back. People are silly about hair.
Yeah. It, was
it grows back, you know. It's not like you, you know, took it out at the root and, you know, over years and years and years. I mean, that would stop the growth back, but cutting it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. She's a 26-8.
Yeah.
And, which we know, but I want to just get her age.
56.
She's 56. Okay. Well,
you know my birthday is 10-16-62.
Yeah, 16,
oh my goodness. How are you doing, you two? Good?
We're doing good,
We're
yeah.
Doing good.
We're doing good.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, am I correct? You have children, right?
Yes, two growing up.
Two children?
Yes, I do.
Did one of the children go to college?
Both of them went to college.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the thing that I'm getting today, maybe Kristen's getting other things, but the thing I'm getting today is about your children.
Well, you know, it's funny, Neil, that you say that, because that I started thinking, you have a son, right?
Yes, I do have a son.
So that's exactly what I was thinking about when she, I mean, her son, I was thinking about the son.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that you're picking up probably more than I am about the children, but was impacted by that too.
Was anybody ever, in your family background, going all the way back, was anybody ever interested in the food industry business, even if it was brief?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more then about that?
Wait, you say about cooking and about health-wise, like that's the industry, don't you say? Like, or having a restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. I do own a restaurant, but I do lease it with everything inside, and I do like to cook and to prepare foods.
So we did not know that about you. You own a restaurant?
I own a place, but I lease it.
Yeah, you lease it.
You own the building, but someone else does the cooking and...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, you own a building that is now occupied as a restaurant. And the vibration I was getting was something to do with food and restaurant. The food industry, restaurant. So, do your children benefit from this building and this money, or just you?
It gives us the extra, whatever they need, or I pay the college with that money. I pay their college. Mm-hmm.
So, now the college is linked. I asked if they went to college, and that's now linked with the business of the money you get leasing the building, which is a restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, that's just a reading of validation. That's just a reading that's showing about being psychic and getting a validation. But I think ultimately what I'm getting from this, Lucy, is that as you age, you're still have a lot of years left, but as you age, there's going to be a blessing that you will experience due to all the work you've done for your children. So I don't know. I mean, let me ask you a quick question. And this is kind of off the topic, but I just want to ask you, have you ever in your life been to Hawaii?
No, but that's my dream to go to Hawaii and to live there or to stay there for a month or 3 weeks or something.
Okay. So that's your dream. And so the reading, this reading based upon future events is that you'll end up going to Hawaii.
So you're on the East Coast, right?
Yes. Yes.
So Hawaii is a little bit more exotic for you than it is for us. I mean, Hawaii is great. I love Hawaii, but like you guys go to like the Caribbean more often because it's closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we go to Florida. Or I go to something. I used to go a lot of to Cancun or Playa del Carmen.
Playa del Carmen.
But that was yes.
Yeah.
That was long time ago. And then Cancun. I love Cancun. We used to go for Thanksgiving over there. But then that was when we were a family. But then not anymore because
there's your reading. We validated your kids going to college. We validated that you have a restaurant. You own the building and your lease, you make money from the building. You use that money to send your kids to college, and then the best part of all, well, maybe for you, is that we see you going to Hawaii as a blessing.
So the other, just real quick, Lucy, are you still doing, don't you have a job in loss prevention or something?
I do have a job that is auditing. claims internal auditor.
Oh, an auditor. So, but there was something. Mm-hmm. What?
I applied, but I never got that position. I wanted to do fraud and investigation.
That's right. That's what I was remembering. That job.
Yeah.
So you didn't get the position.
Everybody
but
was telling me.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna get it, and I never did. Everybody, even myself, was saying I'm gonna get it, and I didn't even get an interview.
And it was with the same company you work for, right? It was
with the same company. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a musical called South Pacific, and in that musical South Pacific, there's a one of the native ladies. She ends up singing Bali High, but you have a speaking voice that sounds like hers.
Oh, that's nice.
You should watch that movie.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
South Pacific?
South Pacific with Mitzi Gaynor. Watch the movie. Rent
it's
it or watch
music.
It.
Great music.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
You know. Back when musicals were good.
Yeah.
I do have a little question. My son moved from California to New York. And now,
okay.
What do you see about that? Like,
you were having a problem with your son being distant, right?
Not really. I wanted him to, he used to have a good, corporation job. Then he left that job and he moved over here. Then now he's here. Mm-hmm. And things changed for him a lot.
He's in California now?
No, he's
in New York.
He's in New York from California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we did a reading and your children were involved in the first part of it. So, you know, the energy of him moving closer to you, do you have a good relationship with your son?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, are there grandchildren?
No, not yet.
Is there
single?
Any plan for him to get married, or does he have a girlfriend, or what's his story?
He's not married.
He has a girlfriend. You say he's married?
Well, what I see in the future between you and your son is that you're going to be a grandmother, because I see a big, tall giraffe, like a toy, you know, like Toys R Us. I see a big,
yes,
tall giraffe, but it's a toy, and... and so that tells me that you will be a grandmother.
What is your son's birth date? I was called her husband for some reason.
April 20, 1993.
But I remember on the past shows there was something that you were disturbed about between you and your son. I think my memory.
Oh, between the father and the son. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's thinking
to
get married, but then he asked me, "Mom, should I invite my father?" I say, "Well, yes, I think so." And whoever is gonna disagree, then that because your father is your father, he say he's gonna come, and whoever is not gonna be okay, then they're not gonna come. But then, if you want to invite your father, invite him, because no. It's other people that won't see events if he's there. Then I say, well, you got to choose between the other people and your father. And you don't choose. They choose for you. You invite everybody, and whoever wants to come, you tell them who's coming, and then if they disagree, they just stay. They don't come. But he's thinking to get married.
Yeah. So that's what we just said.
You know, it's interesting because he's going to be turning 26 this year, which is her karmic number.
Yeah.
But he's a 28-10-1. Is that what you got?
Right.
Did I add that up right? Yeah.
So
that's interesting.
Who would want to divorce you, Lucy? You sound like a sweet lady.
Well, maybe she wanted to divorce him.
Maybe she did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He didn't even want it to divorce me, but I didn't want to be in a relationship with somebody that has a girlfriend or a lover. And
Was he cheating, your husband?
If this woman was behind him, and then I told him she will do anything to get you. And then exactly, he used to go to Europe, and she used to wait for him in the. If she knew he was arriving in Europe, she would go and sleep in the airport and wait for him. If we used to own a house there, she used to just park in the front door until he comes there, because he was always alone and I was with the kids over here, and then he got him.
Oh.
Eventually.
Well, that's a bad story. Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. But that. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, then you were wise to divorce him. But now it's understandable. Okay, well. Anyways, we see you going to Hawaii. Your son will get married, have a child, and, maybe that will be some blessing to you.
Yeah. My daughter is thinking to get married, too, but she didn't tell me anything. Yes. With
what's your daughter's
that
birthday?
She has now. It's November 4, 1990.
1990, 4, 5, 6, 16.
They both have a 6 in there.
And 9. 5, 7. They're all 7 together.
The month and the days correspond. I don't know. I mean, there may be a little trouble with one child not getting married soon.
4-2.
And
yeah.
The other one will.
They're both 4-2.
Yeah. But the other one will, and then the other one will get married later. You'll be a grandmother, you'll vacation in Hawaii, you'll have a life, you'll be happy, you'll have a good long life, you'll be happy being who you are and having your children, traveling a little bit, going to Hawaii. I mean, it sounds like you work hard, and I don't know if Hawaii is within your budget now, but it will be. And
oh, wonderful.
And, there's like a name like Serena. I don't know. Maybe I'm having a problem with the name, but it's funny, somebody who's crossed over. Whose name sounds like Serena? She's Spanish.
Sabina.
Yeah.
Sabina is the girlfriend of my son.
Oh.
Oh.
How do you spell that?
Sabina is Sabina.
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 Mm-hmm.
Sabina.
Is this Spanish?
No, she's from Pakistan.
Oh.
Really? But you're from a Latin. You're from a Latin, not
I
from
am,
a Latin.
Yes. I am from Colombia. My ex-husband is from Europe. My husband is from Europe. My kids are from the United States, but they are a mix.
Well, you have a wide range of energies, because if you married your husband's from Europe, that's past life energy, and so there's that name that we got that is your son's girlfriend. That information came from somebody speaking to me on the other side, a female. Who gave me that information? Maybe it's your mother or your grandmother, somebody that was close to you. There might be, unless you pray to a certain angel, and I'm getting some kind of vibration from a spirit, angel you pray to. You probably pray. Are you Catholic or?
Yes, I am Catholic, but I am like spiritual.
I don't go to church.
I honor. Yeah.
Well, there's somebody on the other side that's connecting and giving good blessing to you too. It seems like a female figure. Your mother might have been a harsh lady or strict, but I don't know who this person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's a living spirit, Lucy. Well, and the name Ruth comes in too.
Okay.
Well, we have another caller, Lucy, but we're so glad you you called today. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you so much, and you two are doing wonderful. I can feel it.
Thank you.
I really appreciate.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. To me.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, and Lucy can join us on Facebook. We hope that she does. All right, 905. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi.
That's you. Hi.
Sorry.
Okay.
I thought there would be like warning.
No, warning. A countdown.
Yeah, and when she said 905, I thought, oh, that's my area code.
that's okay. Well, we're glad you're there because we saw you disconnected. So, and then it was weird because usually it will calculate the hold time immediately when the call starts, but it had it nothing there. So we didn't know if there was a problem with the connection.
No, I thought that I was on the wrong day because I was looking at something that said Wednesday. So I thought, oh, did I do the wrong thing? So I got out and came back in.
Ah, no,
but
no.
I was reading the wrong email. So how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great.
What's your name?
Carol.
Carol. Carol. Have we spoken with you before, Carol?
No, no.
This is the first time. I thought first time, but what I thought... Usually I remember people pretty well, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't forgetting. So is it your first time?
No, I don't normally have the right time, and so I listened to it after the fact. So that's what I was kind of thinking when it happened today. I thought, oh, maybe I've missed it.
I see. So you listened to the show.
Well, yeah. Well, I listened to what you say to other people and your blog radio and and then I just got lucky today that I got through.
Great. We're so glad you did. Okay, what's your birthday?
December 17th, 1953.
So that's the, I wrote down an 8, which is the sum of your day and also the sum of your year. Whoops, I didn't write this correctly. 2, 3, 4, 11, 21, 29, 11, 2. Okay. And what brings you to the show today?
Well, I'm a Sagittarian, and Jupiter is in Sagittarius right now. And, you know, I thought, follow astrology a bit and studied it a bit. And I'm also like an energy healer. And, so I just, that's, you know, kind of just going along those routes. And I really think I'm just starting, but just having some... kind of odd thoughts, I think. Almost spacey kind of things.
Okay.
So I thought, maybe I should find out about that.
58 years old. Well, no, she's 57, huh?
65.
I'm sorry. What did I do? And I'm using a calculator. That's sad.
That's okay.
No, I don't know what I did calculating that. 65 years old. That's right?
Yes.
She's 65?
Yes.
65. Okay. So
Before we go, as we go forward, I want to ask you two quick questions. Are you divorced or were your parents divorced?
No.
Maybe family
problems. No to both of them? No divorces?
No.
Are you married?
My sister, yes, I've been married for... 36 years. Both parents are deceased. My sister was divorced.
Okay, it's the sister. Okay, I just want to know that. The other thing is, have you ever in your life known anybody named Joe?
Joe. There's a guy across the street named Joe. Other than that, no close friends.
Okay, that's just tribal energy because he lives across the street. And did anybody in your world, was anybody ever interested in the game of golf?
Oh God, yes. My sister that's divorced, and my husband, and my sons.
Oh.
We go to the golf things all the time, all over the states.
Well, so far in the vibration of this reading, getting to know you for the first time, we got divorce, sister, Joe across the street, and golf, the whole family almost, including the divorced sister.
Yes.
So,
she's far, 7 times. She's every day.
She golfs every day.
Well, for some reason, we don't want to exclude you.
We're
going to
give a reading on everyone in your family and neighborhood.
Your sister's coming in, so there may be some vibrational concern about your sister, nothing major, but there may be something disturbing or wrong or incomplete about her. So
she had 3 years ago an aneurysm.
Oh, that's probably it.
3 years ago? What's her birthday?
Her birthday's April 15th, 1948. We're very, very close.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Joined at the hip.
20. She's 32. A 32.5.
Yeah. Well, that's why she came in. So, okay. So probably the best policy here is we'll put out a blessing with your sister for healthy, good life.
Yeah.
If there's anything wrong, that we'll try to eliminate that and all that. And how about the name Renee?
Oh, Renee. Well, my sister is Raylene.
Oh, that's it. We'll take that one.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going on. So it's about your sister. You're very close to her. So for the sake of the radio show, we're going to put out a blessing of protection and blah, blah, blah for your sister. Have you ever had any connections with Joe across the street? Anything special?
Well, he's a nut.
He's a nut?
And he's a nut. Yeah, he's had some very serious mental problems.
Oh, no.
I understand mental problems, but he's like...
Difficult to deal with?
Yeah.
Does he have a boat, or is there any boats?
Nope.
No boats? What do you mean by... Can you share something without disturbing his privacy?
Child molestation has been in jail.
Okay.
He has molested children?
Well, allegedly.
Okay.
Wow.
That's enough. Okay. We understand. But listen, Carol, think, what's going on with a boat in your life? Have you been on a boat? Did you know somebody owns a boat?
I just got off a boat. I was on a cruise.
Okay.
That's the boat.
That's it. Okay, we're moving along in the golf and everything.
And I was with my sister on the boat.
Yeah.
Did
your sister ever sprain her ankle or hurt her foot?
Yes, her foot is hurting right now.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Okay, you see, we're connecting. We're connecting. I mean, that's great you want to be a healer. I think Kristen wants to say something.
No, I was just going to ask where she went on her cruise.
We went to the Caribbean.
Caribbean, and we were talking about the Caribbean with the last caller.
No, what is it? The Caribbean or the Caribbean? I never, people say.
I think it's both ways. It could be the Caribbean, the Caribbean.
It's not like often or often, which often is actually the wrong pronunciation.
Yeah.
And people, you don't say listen.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, Carol,
the Caribbean and Caribbean is interchangeable.
We're connecting, we're making a connection. There seems to be something with your sister that's extraordinarily more powerful about just a blessing and protection and things like that. And as far as your healing is concerned, you're new at it. But,
I was just going to say, going for my master's in Reiki.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, just continue on and keep practicing.
So just real quick, because we didn't get her location, where are you located?
I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh,
I mean,
beautiful, yeah.
Well, it's outside of Niagara Falls.
Cold and icy
right
now?
It's very cold.
Yeah.
The falls have frozen over. Well, frozen, but not over, but frozen.
Yeah.
So it, you're going to your master's for Reiki, and exactly what are you doing for, I mean, in do you have a business yet, or are you
just... Well,
that's
just, what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping to do.
So you're wanting to build your business.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's probably going to be very difficult, and it is just the start of my journey, but sometimes
okay,
a little frustrating because it seems one step forward, two steps back, but...
Yeah. Here's what you want to do. You want to open up a women's group where you perform and educate the women on Reiki. So to start with a women's group.
Okay.
Okay.
Like you could do that in your home, maybe.
Yeah, actually, there was a women's group that have just reached out to me to join them.
Okay, well, join it. That's probably what we're picking up.
Yeah. Okay, that may be.
They're all masters, and they're all masters.
You mean
and they meet once a week.
You mean Reiki masters?
Yeah.
So you're that's. I would imagine it might be a little bit more difficult to get business from these other women, but perhaps joining the group
will be
the platform on which you can launch your business. So you can, interacting with them, joining the group will help to connect you to other people where you can build your business. Do you have a place in your home that you wanted, like a room?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
A dedicated room. So, Well,
I do.
It'll take about a year and a half to say you're established with money and making a business. It'll take about that long. But don't worry about that.
Yeah, well, I guess because I'm still working part-time and I'm thinking, like, can I leave it and go to this, or is this the direction to go,
No, don't leave your part-time job yet. Maybe in 6 months.
I was actually thinking the end of the year.
Yeah, that's fine, because it's going to be about a year and a half before you can actually support yourself.
Reiki.
Yeah. What type of work do you do in your part-time job?
I'm actually a sales rep for a big company. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't leave that yet. Don't leave money to chase after.
No.
Your case isn't that you leave something and you become a millionaire. Your case is that you got to make this gradual change. You can wait until the end of the year, and then maybe 6 months after that, you're making enough income
to leave the job. I mean, you need the income from your job to survive.
Yeah. So you're for a year, and then after that, within those 6 months, you can support yourself.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great.
Well, it was nice to meet you, Carol.
Nice to meet you guys too. So happy I got through.
Yeah. Us too, and you can join us on Facebook. You can find our page under our Blog Talk Radio profile, but there's also a new page, the New Kristen Baker Psychic.
Thank you for the blessing.
You're welcome.
Thanks. You very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 917. Hello.
Hello, happy Friday.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, yes, it's Gina from New Jersey. I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick. You need my birthday and the birthday.
I was writing that down just as you said it. Okay, so I knew you were calling about a relationship. Go ahead with the birth dates.
Okay, mine is 11/27/73.
Okay.
And his is August the 30th, 1962.
Okay. Well, in lining up the birth dates, your 7 in your year to his 2 in his year is your day, 27. So that's quite interesting. 11/21. He's a 30 equals 29/11/2. All right. So you two are a 6 together, which is his year.
His karma is her month.
Yeah. What?
No, oh, the 2911 too. She's born on the 11th month.
Oh, the 11th month, yeah. 2911 too. Well, go ahead.
No, say, what do you think?
Well, no, I was going to ask if, I mean, are there problems in the relationship?
No.
There are not?
No.
The thing, Gina...
2911 too, yeah, is a problematic number.
He might have... Okay, he might have some personal issues that you know, they're not hurting you, but his personal issues may be within himself that he has to work through. So you, if you really love this guy and you want to make it work, you have to sort of walk along with him. Is there anything of particular interest that you could share with us? Not in detail, but that you would know that, yeah, the guy's got some issues he's dealing with.
More so he was in the Army. I think he had some things that happened. Not really PTSD because I'm not really qualified, but I think, you know, he just feels a certain type of way about some of the things that happened in the Army. He keeps a lot of things inside.
Yeah. Well, that kind of darkness and those kinds of experiences that he's had will make him a little bit moody, and so you have to read him as being sometimes moody, quiet, withdrawn. Just let him be there. You know, he'll snap out of it because he's strong, but he's got some issues. He's got some issues. And I don't know, I'm seeing a child somewhere, so is there a nephew or a child around him?
Yes, he have a nephew that did something terrible.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, God, the nephew took his gun and killed his friend by mistake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They didn't get in trouble for it because he was an excellent police officer, but that's what you're talking about. He's not too fond of that nephew.
So, wait, the nephew's a police officer?
No, my friend is a police officer. But
the friend is the police officer.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is a police officer, but his nephew killed his friend by mistake with his gun.
Yeah. See, that's the darkness. So when we're doing the reading, when I'm picking up darkness, and then I see a nephew, and you go, oh, my God, yes, his nephew took his gun and killed his friend with it by mistake. But that leaves your boyfriend with trouble in his mind.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So you know, he feels, because he's the kind of person he is, he feels responsible and he feels guilt. And so what we're picking up on is that darkness. And so we just found it.
Yeah, he's gentle to me, though, but I know that happened.
Oh, no, he's a good man, Gina. No, he's a good man. We're just saying that he's got darkness. And we discovered it through the reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that has to be worked through because your boyfriend has to find a way to forgive himself. Even though he's not responsible, he has to forgive. He has to move forward because he's going to feel responsible and guilty. And he's got to move forward, even though that wound will be there, not to even minimize what happened in the Army, but, you know, this man's gone through a lot of trouble, and he's carrying a lot of burden, and so it's got to be released some way. I don't know, you know, self-therapy, classical therapy, or just the healing of time, but you will experience this shadow from him, even though he'll always be gentle to you.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that...
Do you want to ask more since you've gotten that feedback, Gina? I mean, does that clarify things for you? Is there something more specific you wanted to ask about the relationship?
Yeah, no, I just saw us moving forward. What did he want for us moving forward? That's all.
I'm sorry, that I did you hear what she said? I was
wants
like
to
every
move forward.
Every other word.
Wants to move forward.
And what
so,
how long have you been together? I may have missed that because
I've known him over 20 something years. We met when I was 18 and we just recently reconnected because so it's probably, you know, a good time for him. He's been through a lot and
And
well,
18,
you know,
18 is in there,
you know,
her day and his day.
Yeah.
1-8.
You know, there's if you want to be with this man for the rest of your life, if you even want to marry him, that's good. I mean, you found this man. He's a good man. And what we're saying is that he needs some therapy in some form to release himself of these demons, you know, these shadows.
Absolutely.
Because that he'll function better.
He's like an alpha male, so he's not really going to listen to me too much.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, you don't need to do it. We'll put out an energy that some angel or spirit will somehow get through to him, and he'll do it on his own.
Yeah,
because
if I say something, you know, girly, like you need to relax, you know, that to an alpha male. Mm-mm.
Yeah, something like that. And who wants to buy a home? Who's thinking about buying a home or house, looking for a house?
I want to buy a building.
Oh,
well, that's it.
Well, good for you. Okay, so maybe you'll buy that building and things will go along nicely for you. There's no reason why it shouldn't. I mean, I don't see anything in the future that would stop it. You know.
Do you see where he will work with the business with me, or will I do it by myself?
I think he'll work with you. I mean, to some extent.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm seeing, I don't know why you're a woman, but I'm seeing a lot of shoes, like a shoe store.
I'll get some shoes. I'm thinking about shopping today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. We're just connecting. That's all we're doing, Gina.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
So, you know, I think he'll get the business. I think he'll mellow out a little bit. And, you know, things will get better. But, you know, the tragedy with the nephew is going to be the biggest thing for him to work through because it joined with his experiences in the army. And, you know, it'll take time.
Yes, I understand that. Do you know why we reconnected? Did I reconnect to console him or?
Past life. You're karmic connected. So your karma in a past life is connected to him. And it's so solid that it would take 100 gods to release the two of you. It's too strong. The karma is too strong. And ultimately, if this could be a fairy tale, you guys would be married. So you have a karma. You were married to him in a past life on an island. You know, see the ocean. I can see the ocean from the island. And I see the two of you. And so I think in a past life, maybe it was tribal, but there was, you know, it
like
could
tropical
have been,
islands.
It could have been along the coast of Africa, the Ivory Coast.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Is there any connection to that area or any island?
No,
in this
He talks about stuff like that, so that makes a lot of sense.
What do you mean he talks about stuff like that?
He talks about, like, the Bible and, like, a certain type of people. He talks like an old soul. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's that journey there. And that land is rich, rich in story, tradition. A lot of the creation stories occurred along the coast of Africa. There's really wonderful mythology that comes from that area.
Oh, that's why he talks about it. Yeah, I just laugh, but he's serious about it.
Oh, no, he's serious. You listen to him.
He talks like a pastor or a monk. He's very serious.
I know. I know. I can feel him. Yeah.
Okay, Gina.
Okay. Thank you.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi. Okay, and this is Jackie. Hi, 1-7-6.
What is it?
Hello?
Hey, Christian, how you doing, Neil?
Hi, good. 1565.
Yes, and you know what I want you to zero in on right now? Career and my charts right now. This week has been very interesting. Just want you to tell me what's going on.
Well, I mean, is there a problem with your teaching job?
Just
or
some pettiness. Yeah, some pettiness that I'm trying to avoid and not get caught up into, and I'm wondering why management seems to keep putting me in compromising situations.
You mean in terms of the classroom?
Yeah. It's like they keep doing it with me, and I don't understand why. What's the agenda?
Well, the school is a political area anyways, and there's trouble in schools. There's always controversy.
God, we just had a big controversy here. We had a huge teacher strike in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So they actually, I don't know, they strike for about a week and then.
Yeah. The problem, you know, I mean,
then resolve the problem.
Do you actually teach kids?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I mean,
they're at-risk kids.
They're what?
They're at-risk kids.
Oh, at-risk.
So there's behavioral problems with the kids. And
emotional, everything.
If your heart is with the kids, you'll put up with the politics and the interactions that are not really healthy because your heart is with the kids. And because if your heart is with the children and you're passionate about teaching, then you don't want to abandon those children.
I don't. But they're making it very difficult from the top down to do it, and I don't understand why.
Because they don't.
Like to the point where it's petty.
Because they work with policy, and they work with budget, and they work with impersonal figures, and they don't understand. But they don't understand that an organization has to have a heart in it. If there's no heart, there's no organization. But if you're that heart, you know, I mean, you might have some troubles. You can leave.
Yeah, because it's a distraction. I got other things I want to do. I don't have time for this nonsense.
Because I remember her expressing dissatisfaction with her job before. You've had problems there for a while.
Absolutely. As soon as I'm settled and done with my personal affairs, I'm definitely looking to make some drastic change. I could do something.
What would
different.
You
I
do? Say, I mean, would you work as a teacher in another school? You teach
consultant.
Math?
Yes, but I'll do consulting and go back to school and make my living some other way because I have a brain and I'm very creative. I just stayed in because of the longevity and the stability, but at the same time, it does take a lot for me emotionally to do the job with so much pettiness, and I really don't like that because I find myself doing a lot of work from home to get things done that should have been done during the day, and it can't because of
you,
the distractions.
Do you have your teaching certificate?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to stay, in terms of branching away from the school system, do you want to stay within teaching, or do you want to do something?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
absolutely.
You
want to be in the classroom then? You do want to be in the classroom?
No, I might do, I really think I want to do more corporate training. And,
so you want to get out of,
I want to get out of the bureaucracy.
You know,
I want to get out of the bureaucracy.
Get out of teaching and go into corporate training.
The only thing that I have to say about that, Jackie, is that when you're teaching kids, you're fulfilling more a seventh chakra energy. Going into corporate training is entirely different. They need people to train people in corporations. But in terms of the service aspect, you're fulfilling more that.
By teaching.
You know,
it's all part
in the
of training.
Teaching.
It's all part of training.
Well,
I was thinking you could rent an office or a room and teach creative math as you know, and let kids sign up for that and you teach it. You have a certificate, and you teach it like a after school teaching thing, and you just teach math in this room you rent. And because you have credentials, it's extra. You know, I was thinking along those lines.
I understand.
Yeah. So you could do that, or you could do corporate training. But, you know, if you want to get out of this mess, you know, try one or the other. You have a passion to teach. And if you want to go into more of the corporate field, then do so.
I guess the money is probably better for that than it is for what you're doing right
it'll
now.
It'll be less. I mean, the frustration of having to navigate through the minefields, and there's always a controversy going on, and there's always something where you don't feel supported by administrators. And
you love teaching math. You like teaching math?
Yes. And now I'm also doing science. So,
well, what's your idea of having a private practice where you advertise and parents can go to you rent a room somewhere or something, an office,
mm-hmm.
and you teach in your way. And you charge a fee and you teach. I mean, is that possible? Is it even possible?
Yes, I think so. I may have to travel from the area based upon. I may have to look for an area that where the income is a lot higher, because the areas that I'm in, they won't pay for that. The area that I'm in is.
But you can charge. You can go to a more elitist area or a higher income
mm-hmm.
area. And charge your own fee per child.
Yes.
And teach creative math or creative math and science, put them together, and have your
mm-hmm.
own kind of classroom, if you will.
Yes. That's what I want to do, because I can't deal with the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy really is stifling.
Well, you're
going to
get it
supportive.
In the corporate world, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get it, but guess the difference. Guess what I feel is the difference right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I won't have children.
I don't have young children depending on me at that point, and I won't feel so vulnerable that if anything happened, I'm held responsible.
Okay.
See, it's different when you work with children.
How long have you been teaching?
20 years.
No, you're sick. I mean, you're just ready to make a change. That's understandable.
Well, you got at least another 7 year. You know, you got to be teaching 27 years. So whether you go to corporate or you go to private teaching
mm-hmm.
in your own way, you know, you create your own classroom.
What field would
mm-hmm.
you be doing? I mean, like in corporate, what would you be doing? I mean, what's your dream?
If it's a software, I learned that software. And I teach it and explain it as best as I possibly can to the person
who needs
to be taught it.
Something like that, computers. I mean, because there's a lot of different fields you can go into in training. I mean, there's all kinds.
Right. Even in addition to holistic, whatever I learn, I could teach it because I know how to teach.
Right. Right.
And
but
I
something
want to be appreciated for it.
Yeah. Something connected to what you've been doing for 20 years, which is math and science, would be good because you already know that, you know, and you can, if it's something related, then you're just expanding on the knowledge that you already have.
Okay.
So what's
triggering in my chart right now? Because there's some things that's going on. I can't really talk about it because I'm in the building, but I just want to know, is it something in my chart while it's triggering and affecting me?
She is, well, she's 56, so it's, you know, again, Jackie, 27 times 2 is the current age that you're at, so that's the doubling of your karmic energy.
You have the extreme measures of difficulty in relationships is going to be your major hassle right now, so you're going through a period where relationships on many different levels are going to be challenged by just a real difficult barrier. And it's going to not just be professionally, it's going to be personally. You're going to feel
mm-hmm.
like this thing is spreading like a virus. And it's going to happen.
I just want to go somewhere and get away from everybody.
I know.
So I could do what I need to do.
Well, you can do that, but this is going to follow you. I mean, you might even, if you go away, you might even have trouble with the front desk at a hotel. You know, this is going to happen until May. In May, it clears up.
Okay. You know,
in May, it clears up. But you see, it stems from an original result in this lifetime, stems from a dissension in your own family background growing up, where there was a diversity and there was some controversy and some confusion.
Adversity.
Yeah.
Maybe it was diverse. Who knows?
And, you know, there was some trouble in there.
Well, and she's already talked to us about the difficulties she's had with her family. She's in a problem. I mean, you know, she's in a battle with her family over property. So that's already coming up. So, Jackie, we're out of time. We're actually at the end of the show. Unfortunately, we didn't get to the topic today. So, anyway, hopefully that's helped.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Okay. We hopefully we'll get to talk next week. We're out of time now. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. Fucking stupid.